I just would like to preference that church has always been a place where we could come to find answers to what is going on in the world.
Amen.
The church has always been a place where we would frequent to find answers to what's going on in the world. So for us as a people, we ought to be here asking questions. Asking questions of God. God, what's going on? And to find the answer in his word. I hope someone is understanding where I'm going with this. Because it happened in Sunday school this morning. And I've said it oftentimes when I've been amongst you, is that we want to look at the word of God in such a way that we can find the answers. That when we have questions, we can look at the word and find it in the word. Let us pray. God, we glorify your holy name on today because you are real. You real. I can look at myself and see that you're real. I can look at the anatomy of the human body and see and know that you're real. Only an infinite God could create such an individual or all of us. And so, God, we thank you that you're so meticulous even in creation. And so, God, on this morning, we come, Lord, thanking you that we have a place to come and worship you and to search out the scriptures to understand what's going on in the world. Be with your servant, Lord God. Stand up in him. Allow him, Lord God, to preach a rhema word, a right now word. Not a warmed over word, but a right now word. Pray that your people be receptive to your word. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
His messenger has already come. Church, we have a multiplicity. The word multiplicity means a large number or a variety of something. In this case, I'm talking about a multiplicity of messages coming at us at the speed of light. Church, it was reported this past week that a new report reveals that at least 300 Americans are acting as ISIS ambassadors on social media, spreading their propaganda and searching for potential recruits to join this terror group, as reported by NBC News. Church, another messenger that has been in the news is Dr. Ben Carson, who is running for the presidency of the United States of America, saying that admitting tens of thousands of Syrian refugees does not solve the problem and exposes us to danger. Church, we are aware that Dr. Carson visited Jordan to tour a Syrian refugee camps last week. Church, he called the camps, I quote, really quite nice, end of quote. And he told today's host, Matt Liner, on Tuesday that people are not giving enough money to support the camps and they should serve as a long-term solution, end of quote. Church, this past week, presidential hopeful Mrs. Hillary Clinton traveled to Alabama to mark the 60th anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott. Church, it was on December 1st, 1955, that Rosa Parks was arrested for refusing to give her seat on a bus to a white passenger. Her arrest sparked the 381-day boycott of Montgomery buses by blacks in protest to segregated seating. Miss Rosa Parks' actions, church, helped start the civil rights movement.
presidential candidate Clinton spoke at a church pastored, listen, pastored by the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. during the boycott to commemorate that day, that historical day in history. Church, recently, the San Bernardino attack, which happened in California. And on tonight, another message. President Obama will address the nation at 8 p.m. tonight from the Oval Office at the White House. Church, I know that some of you are thinking, why is he highlighting these things in the news instead of preaching the word of God? Church, the point I want to make, we are living in a world where different messages or messengers are coming at us at the speed of light because of the internet or the devices we use to get our information. Church, given all of this information that is coming at us, both good and bad, I want to talk about another messenger that we ought to hold dear in our hearts because he's talking about someone that can truly do our hearts good, especially given all that's happening in our country as well as this world. I don't know about you, but every once in a while I need some good news. To balance all of this bad news, I wonder if somebody or anybody feeling a brother on this afternoon. I need some good news. Church, by way of some background information concerning the book of Malachi, this book, Lord, is ascribed to this minor prophet of God. Minor meaning his words aren't as extensive as Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel, because their books are quite extensive. Church, the word Malachi means my messenger. Church, you will see in our first verse of our scripture, the word my messenger is used. But I will explain that messenger in the sermon. Church, back in the day, or during biblical times, a messenger could be both a prophet as well as a priest. Church, spurred by the prophetic activity of Haggai and Zechariah, the return under the leadership of their governor at the time, Zerubbabel, finished the temple in 516 BC. Church, in 458, the community was strengthened by the coming of the priest Ezra. And thousands more Jews, church, came back. Artaxerxes, king of Persia, encouraged Ezra to reconstitute the temple for worship and to make sure the law of Moses was being obeyed. Church, it was some 14 years later, the Persian king permitted his cupbearer, Nehemiah, to return to Jerusalem and to rebuild its walls. Church, as a newly appointed governor, Nehemiah spearheaded reforms to help the poor, and he convinced the people to shun mixed marriages, to keep the Sabbath, and to bring their tithes and offerings faithfully. Yes, church, some of the biblical characters ministered during the same period as Malachi. Church, the similarity between the sins denounced in Nehemiah and those denounced in Malachi suggests that the two leaders were contemporaries. Church, Malachi may have been written after Nehemiah returned to Persia in 433 BC. or his second period as governor. Church, the theme of the book and the theology, the word theology means the study of God, can be summed up in one sentence. The great king will come not only to judge his people, but also to bless and to restore them. Someone should say, restore them. Church, although the Jews had been allowed to return from exile in Persia as colonists while they were there and to rebuild the temple, several discouraging factors brought about a general religious malaise. Their land remained but a small province in the backwaters of the Persian Empire. Number two, the glorious future announced by the prophets, including the other post-exilic meeting after the exile, prophets Haggai and Zechariah, had been realized. And number three, their God had not yet come to his temple with majesty and power to exalt his kingdom in the sight of all nations. Church, doubting God's covenant law and no longer trusting in his justice, the Jews of the restored community began to lose hope. Don't lose hope. Church, given all of the messages and messengers coming at us, we too can begin to lose hope. But I'm standing before you to say all hope isn't lost. Despite what we're reading and hearing, all hope isn't lost. Amen. Church, is easy to think that some scholars believe that Malachi was talking about himself being the messenger, given that Malachi chapter 1 verse 1 says, the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. Church, a matter of fact, the prophet's name in Hebrew, Malachiah, means my messenger. Church, tell your neighbor that Malachi is talking about another messenger. Church, I want to back it up. And I don't mean the backing it up that some of us do. You know exactly what I mean by backing it up. Help me, Holy Ghost, up in here. Church, the prophet of God carries an enormous burden when he or she shares the word of God. It's not good that some of us will reject the word of God for the messages that are going on in the world. When we are growing, when are we going to get to a point in our Christian makeup to evaluate what is being said in light of the word of God? If you believe that the word of God is the truth, in light of all that we hear and see in the world, it just makes good sense to me to do just a thing as to compare what is being said in light of the word of God. Church, the messenger in our first verse is John the Baptist, who prepared the way for the Lord. Church, this is Jesus speaking. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitude concerning John, what went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaped with the wind, but what went ye out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of woman, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist, notwithstanding than he. Church, say to your neighbor that John the Baptist has already come. Also, say to your neighbor that Jesus has already come. But he's coming back for his church. Church, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. When Jesus first came, and when he comes back again, he will purify and judge. For the Bible says, behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, said the Lord of hosts. Church, we ought to be like John the Baptist. We ought to be like John the Baptist was, the voice that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way for the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the Bible says, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Church, considering all the news we're hearing and seeing, we need to be sharing that Jesus is coming back to purify and to judge. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for Jesus to come and to purify and to judge? Are you ready for that? Church, when Jesus came and when he comes back for his church, which are those who have confessed him as their Lord and their Savior, the Lord's coming will complete God's work in history. Church, those who desire the Lord's return must have clean hands as well as a pure heart. For the Bible says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Church, given all that's happening in the world and this country, we need a refiner with fire. Who is the refiner with fire? His name is Jesus. For the Bible says, and he shall come to pass, that in all the land, said the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined. And I will refine them as silver is refined and will try them as gold is tried. And they shall call on my name and I will hear them. Church, are we the third part? Having been tried, gone through the fire, you can say that the Lord is my God. Church, we need more of these confessions in the world that the Lord is my God. Yeah. For our scripture says, but who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeared? For he is like a refiner's fire and like a fuller's soap. Church, there are those who suppose to be a messenger of the Lord, but they are faking it. And some of us are following them because we don't know any better. Because we aren't acquainted enough with the word of God. Church, I'm not condemning you or anyone else, but I want you to be so acquainted with the word of God that you can spot a counterfeit a mile away. For the Bible says, a son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be master unto you, O priest, that despise my name. Church, our scripture says, and he shall set as a refiner Jesus and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Church, what I love about the word of God is the words of the Lord are pure, tried in a furnace and purified seven times. Church, give me the word of God, because all of this other stuff in the world will make you unbalanced. Somebody will get that on the way home today. But let me help. Let me help somebody. We need the word of God to maintain our balance in the world. Given all of the messages and messengers in the world, both good and bad messages and messengers. Church, remember the Hebrew people had returned from Persia and they were rebuilding the temple. Remember, several general religious melees came about, one of which was their land remained but a small province in the backwaters of the Persian Empire. The glorious future announced by the prophets had not been realized, and their God had not yet come to his temple with majesty and power to exalt his kingdom in the sight of all nations. Church, back during biblical times, animals with defects or serious flaws were unacceptable as sacrifices unto God. Church, God desires our best because he gave us his best in Jesus Christ to save us of our sins and to give us eternal life. Church, this sacrifice being acceptable to God goes back to Moses the prophet. We know that Jesus was God's perfect sacrifice for our sins because he was and is both human as well as divine, with no blemishes of any kind. Church, I'm so glad to have an alternative in the world. I'm so glad to have an alternative in the world. When other messages and messengers are coming at us, let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, you have already come to planet Earth. You went about doing good, healed the sick and raised the dead and preached the kingdom of God was at hand. Lord, you died on a cross on Calvary, stayed dead until Sunday morning when you got up with all power. But church, you need to hear this, but you are coming back again to be a refiner as well as a judge. It's in Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray. Amen.